Warning, there are spoilers in this episode. Hey guys, it was just brought to my attention that I accidentally said in this episode that Blue Star received the fire prophecy as far as, like, why Rusty's in the clan. Or Firestar ended up being in the clan. I was wrong. It was actually Spotted Leaf that delivered that prophecy. Just bear with me, guys. Sometimes I get things wrong. We all do sometimes. I have a really bad memory, though, so... Yeah. Enjoy the episode. Hey, fellow Warriors fanatics. Today, Nightshade has joined me.
Hi.
And we're talking about Into the Wild. So, also, just before I start, thank you guys so much. I am actually at 1 year of my podcast, or I was a couple of weeks ago or so, but just, I'm still going. Yay! Okay, now we can start.
So, in the beginning of the book, Rusty meets a patrol of ThunderClan warriors, and then he gets taken to the ThunderClan camp.
And then Longtail fighty fight. Basically, after he's accepted into the clan, Longtail's like, I bet he's not a warrior, he's a kitty pet. And then they fight, and then Rusty's collar is ripped off. Or Firepaw's collar, should I say.
And then Ravenpaw comes running into the camp to tell them that Redtail is dead. Redtail.
Redtail. And then Sandy and Dusty dislike our new protagonist, and basically they just give him a really hard time because they don't like him. Or Sandpaw and Dustpaw, for those of you that are confused by Sandy and Dusty.
And then Tigerclaw is very suspicious.
Hehe, Tigerclaw is suspicious. And I added Firestar. I don't like waffles, but that's not important. But then the kitsy kits went poof by, because the kits were gone, because nobody knew where they went, and yeah.
And then Yellowfang helped to bring them back.
And then Lellofang was stolen, actually not stolen, but Yellowfang's just like, looking out here, he's like, this calm old woman, old cat. And then all of a sudden, this rambunctious apprentice just comes out just like, rawr! And then he knocks her over. And then he brings her back to camp.
And then at the end of the book, Firepaw becomes Fireheart.
At least I think so. I'm a little bit rusty on the book. Short episode. How are things going in Nightclan?
Pretty good.
Are you being murdered yet?
Not yet.
Okay, good to know. Darkstar's a little bit sus.
Yeah, very.
And currently in ThunderClan we have like a murderer.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
No, it's not. Don't tell your leader I told you that. I don't think anyone's supposed to know.
Well, now almost everybody listening knows.
Well, I guess they kind of heard me talking to Darkfur the other day, or Dunklepels, I guess.
Yeah.
And she was a little bit sus.
Yeah.
She kept defending. I was about to say Swiftrunner. Not Swiftrunner. Sparklefur. Mm-hmm. Or Rainpool. You're kind of just looking around the den, like you're kind of lost here.
Yeah.
With Heathershine's hat there.
Yeah.
Her hat that she stole from Snowy. I only know it's a hat because that's what she said it was called.
Hats look weird.
Where do they even go?
I don't know.
Well, listeners, I'm sorry. You can just, like, cut this part out if you don't want to listen to us. It's Rusty and then he fiery paw, and then he fiery heart. And I'm not even going to mention fiery star. Oops.
Well, now you mentioned it.
And then Longy Tail, and Sandy, and Dusty, and Tiggy Claw, and then Tiggy Star. And then the Kitsy Kits, and then Lelofang.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Tiger Claw.
No one likes Tiger Claw.
No. He naughty.
I like Meepushit.
Okay.
You don't know who Meepushit is. She already been born and dead.
Okay.
And don't worry, I put, and actually at this point, I'm going to put a spoiler alert thingy at the start of the episode, so.
That's good. I mean about the stars at the end of names.
Oh, yeah. And actually the entire book, because what if someone listening hasn't actually read the book?
Well, then they get a preview, and then they can just skip the book and go on to the second one. And I have no clue who anybody is.
Like with my Keeper one. Everybody likes Keeper.
Yeah.
We're just, like, quiet.
Agreed. I wonder how long we can keep it going.
Probably not very long unless I go get out the Keeper thing of names.
Fun.
We should probably play it not on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, if you stuck with this to the end, assuming you did, thanks for listening, and pounce on you later.
And now, the blooper of the episode.